If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, speaking of all things throwback, when you think of home, what's the first thing that comes to mind? What is the first thing that your senses activate, right? Is it a smell? Is it a feeling? Is it something that you see? Is it a sound? Things that you hear that are really just quintessentially home for you. And also, we all have our own definitions of what home is. So home could be your home of origin, where you grew up. Or home could be your home now, where you have your own family or your first ever home. You understand? The place where your roots lie and where you've planted your roots and where your spirit just brings you there. So when you think of home, what's the first thing that comes to mind? For me, when I think of home, quite random, the one thing that comes to mind or that I can experience is the smell of Isonga Sompago. Oh! If you ever had Isonga Sompago, that's literally bread made from Uhat. I'm not going to say pot bread. From Uhat. When that thing is being made on the stove, the smell just like encapsulates every single room. Like it just carries, you can smell the sweetness, the yeast, all of it is just delicious. So when I think of home, I think of Isonga Sompago and that smell. That for me is home. How about you? When you think of home, what's the first thing that comes to mind? What do you feel? What do you touch? What can you see? What's something that you can hear that's just home?
Yeah, the first thing you come from home, kuning. But I would say you tumble and cook. Then cook a chatiyo. In fact, yeah, that's my favorite when it comes from home.
Also, when it comes to idombolene, it mustn't be overcomplicated when it comes to how it's prepared. It must be just maximum three spices, and maximum of two vegetables, that being onions, maybe a green pepper, not too much. And then must be cooked for long so that the flavors seep in.
What makes me feel at home is the oxtail, the smell of oxtail with the pumpkin and the cinnamon. It's a ooze and a rice, the gravy.
Also, walking into the home with that smell. Oxtail is dangerous. Anya is sabashin.
Hayi, azi uma ufika ekhaya ke ubona umagogo ahleli esitubhini aflathela ilanga limshaya umcondo. Like that nje warms my heart nje. Uyambona ukuthi awu magogo uzirelaxele uyathena lapha elangeni. And then uma ungena endlini ke there's that room divider yakhe le ehlala i-crockery ne-cutlery. Leya ke uye kuphela upeta isikhiya sakhona. We never get to use the plates or anything that's in there. But it's always clean, no dust, no nothing. Then the first time I saw gogo avula was when ngiceda kumuphiwe isithombe engifremele umkhulu kuso afaka leso sithombe akhiya futhi azithiyele ekamereni ayofihla isikhiya. But was the first and the last time avula laphaya.
I think that's actually so true. Yes. You know what I'm thinking of now? Home, a red stoop. My people, why is the color always red of his stoop? Is it? You understand? When you think of home, what's the first thing that comes to mind? What do you think of? What do you feel? What can you hear that's really quintessentially home for you? When you think of home, wherever that may be for you, what do you think of? Random thought that just came through. Lace kitten. You know our mothers, hey? It was the generation of a lace. If your home didn't have a lace, and of course there were particular manufacturers of a lace kitten. So when I think of home, lace kitten babes. Oh, wholesome, original man.
You know the smell of coffee. Not coffee etelu sugar, like coffee and ayele. That smell, you feel like I'm going to put a little coffee saying polile wherever I was sick. I miss those days.
Also, E.T., but the one that you have to strain in a strainer, that's home, right? Because you have to make it for ugogo, kanye, your parents. Hey, and the tea runs, yeah? Yo, I love a band of baby pussy. Yo!
Well, the only thing man away from home, in the interlang aisle, is with my feet out kulule, you're going to pavini, or ukale. Ngale, ngale endlini encane sister. Hey, no feeling sister. Uzi buta wena manje kwakho. Khizi yakhululeka sister.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. But Debogo, hello.
Shush Andy, how are you?
Wonderful.
I'm great, thank you.
Talk to me, Boudouin. When you think of home, what do you think of? First thing that comes to mind.
Yes, this is what I think of when I think of home. Well, you know, growing up, umama, why pek umngqusho, you know, or umhodi, or my sisters would bake, and kube na lesa smell ekhaya, you know.
Delicious.
When the weather changes, like it was raining, they would just change with it. They would cook stew or do this or do that. Now that they are no longer, all of them, my mother and all my sisters,
sure.
And now I'm saying this, you know, after the separation, I became an eligible bachelor. I make it myself.
Oh, wow.
I make it myself. I just, I make it. I'm
oh,
a chef,
incredible.
Just bake beautiful scones like 2 days ago, and I just make it myself. I just sit and just say, you know what? I live at home, away from home.
And it's so, a beautiful thing there when you can smell all of those flavors and you can just feel your mother and your sister's presence around you. It's like they're cooking there with you.
Absolutely, you have no idea.
Sure.
When I was baking and I want to remember them, I would just go outside and open the door and come back and just get that smell and say, I am home again, you know? And I just do it that way all the time. Chakalaka, I'm on it. You tell me about it. I make it.
Home really is where the heart is, hey? And the heart
absolutely.
Really is where your mom and your sister are and all the things that they did. Oh, man, so beautiful.
Absolutely, absolutely, Sis
Andy. The weather is changing, so if you feel like, if the feeling is coming, that's it. Tomorrow is captain. Yeah, you know I am. 195 Yansmat, I'm just saying.
I know where you are. You know what? One of these days.
Yeah. So, Ngom Sandu, the podcast captain, I'm just saying.
No. Expect it to sound. When the weather changes, I will just, you know.
I love it.
I know where you guys are.
I love it. Thank you so much, Butebucho. When you think of home, what do you think of? Talk to me. Now, I want to hear from the girls, babes, Benda. But when you think of home, what do you think of? What's the first thing that comes to mind? And also, where is home?
For me, it's laughter. I know it sounds like so strange, but every time I think of home for me is in Soweto, Eshawela.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my mom is. That's where my son is most of the time. And that's where we all go. Like, a week doesn't pass without my siblings and I, like, literally driving to my mom.
Yeah.
And there's always laughter, like, in my mom's house. Like, there's always people saying something that's, it's not necessarily funny. It's also how my mom reacts to things. She's very dramatic.
Of course.
Yeah, and
of
then course. We anticipate the reaction as we end. You know, so it's nice to also annoy her. So there's a lot of laughter. So every time I think of going home, I'm like, yo.
Oh,
like,
I love it.
Yeah,
so
beautiful.
Juliera?
I don't have like home physicality. For me, it's a moment.
So
home is a moment for me because, you know, I grew up in different areas. I mean, even in Uganda, I don't even feel I belong, you know, because it's just moments when you go visit.
I get you.
You know, your parents' home. Northwest, it was in Galaxpan when I was just a child, you know, so I don't have like that place that's physically home.
I get you.
Unless if I say my house, but that's boring. So I'd say it's a moment where I'm with my family and we're praying with wherever they are. If we say now we're going to go visit my little sister there and we're all together and do the whole, those rituals, those moments, that's home.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. You know what I've realized now that you mentioned laughter as well? When it comes to my home, loud. West came when my mom's with her sisters, the volume goes all the way up. I remember when my aunts used to come by, my dad would go into the room just to nap because they speak loud.
They're so
and
loud.
And it takes one.
Yeah.
And then all of them are shouting. You think it's a fight, but they're just.
It's
a normal conversation with laughs in between.
Yeah.
The girls are loud.
Yeah, of course.
Now I know where I get it.
How many are you?
But there's a lot of us.
Because imagine just many Andes. We hear you from way. There, as soon as you open the door,
Andy's
arrived.
I'm the calm one.
No,
go to my family.
The danger.
My mom's side, my dad's side, everybody. Even a hello in the morning, you're like, can we just start from low decibels? You know what I mean?
Loudness.
So, you, Feel Good Family, talk to me. When you think of home, wherever that is for you, what is something that comes to mind? Doesn't have to be a place, but just a feeling, a moment, as Juliet also spoke about as well. Talk to me. What is it for you?
Andy, we are lazy le punga leli le limbi nje le punga lakhona lo mdoko lo sawa bayayibilisa ngisho lento yakhona le ngempupu namanzi awombe seyinuka kakubi nyana so sawa rishinje yeah sasidla loyo mdoko nje mangifika ekhaya nje I want that mdoko man I want that smell I want that sourness and ake kithi ke mawungena kuyathandazwa you don't just knock and bulisa uyangena uyathandaza ubonga ukuthi ufikile ekhaya I just missed it I just loved it about home
also just decorum and structure you understand it's nice to have structure that okay at this time goes into till at this time you do this it's not just hey chilling on the couch there's structure yeah yeah no.
So when I think of home you know I think of cooking because no matter where I go when I come back I have to cook why because my brothers and my mom they always wait for me to come and cook even when my sisters are around my elder sisters they all want me to cook because I'm a good cook they just don't understand that I am tired of eating my own food but yeah it's great but seriously
yeah girl I hope you know what you're cooking tonight let's go to Velte Freedom Park patience hello
Hi, Indy.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Wonderful. When you think of home, what do you think of?
You have baked goods. More specifically, queen cakes and scones. Hey. You know, my grandmother would bake, and not just baking, vanilla essence. No, my grandmother doesn't use those. Mm. Would use a lot of lemon rinds from a shack and say lemon.
Oh, wow.
You would... You put lemon rind. You know that smell here, lemon rind mixed with flour, eagle oven. Whew, that takes me home. That I can just smell it right now. Anything lemony. If it's lemon marmalade on the side, if it's not, this, but more so, anything lemony just takes me home. Back with
also, my the smell of that. Anything lemon being baked is it's yes. out of this world.
Wow, and that smells very good. That smells, and it's baked on those trays. One of those trays, we don't get them anymore. Mm. You know those ones that run in half moon shape pans, where it's gone stuck on a pumatmati, it's orange or nutty on the bottom. Mm. Oh Lord, harm definition at its best.
Sana, I think the next thing that you need to do, patience, is plant a lemon tree in your backyard just so that you can have that piece of home and have that piece of your grandmother as well. So when you go outside and you smell that and when you make yourself just even water utislay a lemon, you think of her. Ay, home really is where the heart is, hey? So when you think of home, what's the first thing that comes to mind? What do you think of? Who do you think of? What are the people that are there? What's in that home? What does it sound like? What does it smell like, hey?
So for me, Andy, home is... Home is many things. Home is going to my grandmother's house and unpegging the spinach because she knows I love the spinach. Home is going to my mom's house and unpegging the cabbage because, yo, she knows I love the cabbage, you know, or inna. She knows I love those. Home is being at my place and being free and comfortable at my own space. Yeah, I like being free in my own space. I mean, Opalu 4. And you do whatever that you want to do when you're at your place. And home is when family is together, like my mom's family, you know. It's when we are together and we're laughing and we're chatting. You know, even if there's a funeral at home, but because of Sihlangene's song, you can't even tell because there's a funeral. It's the laugh that you just have for each other and the laughter. And there's so many things, the stories. So, yeah, man, that is home for me.
Also, can we talk about every family having that uncle? Yeah. The one who disappears, abuye, every 3 or 4 years. And there's stories, as ngahlangani. But you're just like, yeah, malume, okay.
I know, man, as isilungu sisangena kakhulu, because kwaphuma nesintu. So, when I go home, actually, it's all about music. We must cultural music.
Yeah.
Maskande guzo gyovalwa. Sivua maskande, slala maskande, standards maskande. Yonke into maskande when I'm at home. So manje yovana, it's so beautiful and nice to be home, man. Cause manje we miss that. Lai matropeni, slala mapiano makwaito, slala R&B. But home, we play only cultural music.
I love it when home has a sound, hey? That's a beautiful thing. I just thought of one now because for me, home is that black soil. Cause I've realized in Cape Town, as well as here in Johannesburg. It's the soil here is the brown and the orange kind of color, and it's clay-like. But Eastern Cape, we have that black soil, and it's that grain as well. And honestly, for me, it's just the most beautiful thing when I'm home, and then it rains, and then that smell of the soil. Yo, just delicious. Just delicious. Home, yeah? Yeah.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.